Terry and Bob Facebook page and add your suggestions. And Michelle has done that. And this suggestion is so good. We've got her on the line. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. I love your suggestion for our time capsule. Can you explain what it is?
Okay, so it's called a paper hug, and I'd seen it on Facebook and on a couple of places that had shared it, and then my nephews, who are 3 and 5, made it for their grandparents, my parents, and basically they lie down on a piece of paper and you trace out their arms and their heads, and then they can colour it in and they can decorate it to make it look like themselves. And then because they can't see their grandparents at the moment, they send the paper and the grandparents can wrap it up around them like they're having a pretend hug from their kids or grandkids.
Oh, that is the cutest thing. So did you think of to do that? Because I've never heard of it and I love it.
No, it was not my idea at all. I'd seen it on Facebook and a few pages had shared it. And then I'd said it to a couple of other people and I'd shared it on my Facebook page. And I don't think they got it from that, but then my nephews did it themselves for Easter for their grandparents.
You know, Michelle, those kids aren't all that big. Could you get them to lie down, colour it in again? We need to jam them inside a time capsule. Not the actual kids.
My sister-in-law can do that. She's not more autistic than I am.
Michelle, if you were to write something, so imagine that we're going to take one of these paper hugs and we are going to put it in our time capsule, and in 50 to 100 years' time, someone's going to open it and they want to understand what your experience was through this with that paper hug, what would you say?
Look, I think it is just something that at a time right now where people can't be together, or and especially around Easter couldn't be together, and all people want to do is be with their family and have hugs and spend time with their family, that it was just a way of being connected and being close to people that you just can't see right now.
Yeah, I'll see you Easter and raise your Mother's Day on that one, that's for sure, Michelle.
Yeah, well, they did see them for Mother's Day, so that was good.
Yeah, as we're starting to come out of it. But I think that is just the sweetest thing, because could you imagine if, like, some alien opened it up and they went, what did they do to the humans?
That's right, these kids.
Yeah, they wouldn't know what to think.
On the paper planet of paper people.
Yeah.
Thanks, Michelle, an awesome suggestion.